Hi, Sarah. Thank you for calling me back. I'm getting hard time, Sarah. Last night we tried it. We tried it early, and then it was going into 8:30. Okay, so when I put in the number, yes, so three of them went like, went good. 23. Where is my paper? Okay, hold on. So we put 23 pound, 24 pound, 25 pound. And then when we went to 26, 28, and then we did it the second time, then it only took 23 and 24. And then we tried it again. And same thing. Some. So what else can I do? What else can we do, Sarah? Because I tried last night, put in the numbers and put the pound sign, and it just didn't. I did it a couple times. If you look at it, you'll see the. I don't know if you guys can see it over there, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna
So,
look. Let me see what you did.
yeah, and Trey, look how many times I went call last night. Well, not us, we called.
It doesn't look like it went through. Did it say call registered?
Yeah, no, it says put your ID. So we did the 23 pound, 24 pound, 25 pound. So when I was going 26 pound after that, then it said like or something. Oh no, you're something something. It will tell that we registered, but it never even say that we were registered because then I gotta put in the other pounds because I didn't put 22, 24, 25, 26, and 28, and it only goes three times. So what I gotta do? Hang up, and then call for the other two. What do she has to do? What can I tell her to do?
What we should do? Should we have a practice call? Should I call the thing now with you on the phone?
I'm sorry. What was that, Sarah? Sorry.
No problem. Do you want me to do a practice call with you? Like, should I call the clock in number on the phone now? I'll make a conference and I'm gonna show you how we do it and we'll do it together.
Oh yeah, please.
Okay, so I'm gonna do a practice one and I'm just gonna reject the call. It's not gonna actually go through, but I'm gonna do it with your
Yes,
daughter's
yes, yes,
PIN.
yes, yes.
Okay, one second.
She's even watch those right now, so I don't want to bother her. She's loading up the car.
Okay. So at least you'll know how to do it then. That's what
Yeah,
matters.
yes.
In, press 2 for call out. Press
Charlene, are
3 for
you here?
FOB confirmation.
Okay.
You here? Okay, so I'm gonna press 2 because
Press
we're
1
doing
for call
clock
in.
out.
Press 2 for call out. Press
So
3 for FOB confirmation. Enter
I'm
assignment ID.
when it says that, then I'm gonna put in your daughter's PIN. So I'm gonna put the 126433.
You have entered 126433. If correct, press 1. Press 0 to re-enter.
Can
Enter
I?
duty ID and press the pound key.
Yeah.
So here is where you enter the duty IDs and then you press the pound.
Enter
We're
and
gonna
press the pound
traffic
key.
number one, so we're gonna do 17 pound.
Enter next duty ID.
24 pound.
Enter next duty ID.
25 pound.
Enter
Yeah.
next duty ID.
Now we're gonna do 26 pound.
Yes.
Enter next duty ID.
And then we're gonna do 28
28
pound
pounds. Yeah.
Enter next duty ID.
and 36 pound.
Enter next duty ID. Enter next duty ID.
One minute. How many did we do? One, two, three.
We only did 23,
Enter
24,
next duty
25,
ID.
26, and 28.
Duty ID already entered. Enter next duty ID. Enter next duty ID.
Let me see.
Call registered. Goodbye.
Oh, there. You see, then you wait a few seconds, and then it says call registered.
Oh. Okay. So I just put in her PIN. She puts in the PIN number. Okay, and then add the task. Then add the task after that. Okay, we did that. Okay, she entered her 126433, and then do the 23 pound. Did that? She did that. That AI didn't do that. Last night. Why didn't it do that? It sounds better when you were doing it.
It sounded better when I did it?
Yeah, it did it better because it says put in the ID. Okay, it did that. Mm-hmm. And then it says put in the, that assignment thing. Okay, did that, and cut off. Right when she went to 25 pounds, then it cut off. Like, oh, how are we going to put the other one? Called it back in. It didn't work. She would be late for work, so she went off. Mm. I told her just wait.
It's just one more second. Like, she's going to do the five of them. She's going to do 17 pound, 20, 23 pound, 24, 25, whatever, all them pound. And then she has to wait a few seconds for it to register. Then it's going to say call registered, and it's going to go goodbye, and it's going to hang up. So she just has to wait a few more seconds. Now, if she's not able to stay there while you do it, maybe you could just do it for her. But it has to have, because it's on your phone, right?
Yeah, it has to be on my phone. So, Sarah, no, because we did it last night. That's why I made her do it, like, from 7:30. So, you know, just to get it in her spirit.
Right.
But we went all the way into 8:30. So, I was just cutting her going to work. So, that's why we stopped, Sarah. It's going to be so easier when you did it. So you put in her,
long.
Yeah, it's easier when you did it. So you put her PIN number, okay, her PIN number went in, and then the rest of the numbers went in. It was going good, real good, Sarah. Then it just, it wasn't nice after that.
Oh, gosh. So which part did it not work by you when you had to put in the IDs and it was never hanging up?
Yeah. So after, when we was doing the three, it stopped at the three or something. This call cannot something or something. And then I was going to tell her, oh, let's hang up and maybe we got to do the other two later on. You know, maybe we got to do them on the next call. And we did that, Sarah. So I said, okay, wait, something's wrong over here. So we tried it. I said, oh, you know what? I got to wait for Sarah because we might mess up the machine. So that's why we just stopped, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to go any further because we might just mess it up. So I just stopped.
No problem. So do you want to call? I'm not going to be in. I'm not in when you clock out because you clock out at 8 p.m. I'm on the office.
Yeah.
Try again that's today. Right. See the steps that I did with you. Like, first we do the call, we press 2 for clock out, you put in her PIN, the 6 numbers, like 26433, and then it's going to say press number 1 if that's correct. You're going to press 1, and then it's going to say enter a duty ID, and you're going to put the 5 duty IDs in, and then you're just going to wait a few seconds, and it's going to do call registered, and it's going to hang up. So see if that works. If it doesn't work, then give me a call again tomorrow. And then
only for the call out, because I know it's not going to work on the call in. I'm going to have her do it when she comes home. I can't do it. Like, that'll be too early for her to clock out.
Right.
So she'll probably be about 3 to 4 hours at the laundromat. So, maybe I'll do it 7:30 tonight.
Okay.
Again, to give us that, because. Yeah, anyway, so I'll just tell her, no, she can be there with me because sometimes the pills, it makes me sleep, Sarah. So if both of me and her gets this, and then she can just do it without me being by her, you know what I mean? And she'll know what to do and how to do it, yeah? Because it's very frustrating when I was doing it with her, when me and her was doing it. So it just didn't work. Yeah. So I'll go clock out tomorrow. I mean, clock out tonight and have her do it. But if it doesn't work, Sarah, then I'll call you. I'll definitely call you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. And then don't forget to clock in also. Clock in today.
Okay. It's going to be at 12. Oh, Sarah. She won't be home at 12. She'll be still at the laundromat. It's 9:32.
So you can clock her in.
Yeah, but I want her to see what I'm doing, Sarah, so she knows.
The clock in's the same as before. It's only the clock out that changed. So she knows how to clock in. She just doesn't know how to clock out.
Okay, I'll try to do it by myself. And if I cannot, I'm going to call you right back, Sarah.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.